It's Nick, Jess and Darko. Welcome to the podcast.
Now, yesterday, if you missed it, I was talking about how my beautiful wife, Georgette, looked at a photo of me from a few years ago. It was only about 4 years ago. And then realised that I now look 15 years older and decided to subtly start getting me on a skincare routine.
Look.
I wouldn't even say subtly.
Yeah, no, it was take me into the bathroom and show me what you're currently using and doing. It's all wrong.
Yeah.
To be fair to you, small children, small twins in your life will age you exactly, unfairly.
Yeah, the best skincare routine is getting a good night's rest, everybody, and maybe drinking some water. Now, I did some research into this because I thought, you know, do these serums or whatever do anything? And found out some skincare routines that maybe I could get going, guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From yesteryear.
Oh, of course. Of course you went old school. They don't make things like they used to. No. One of your favourite sayings.
Yeah.
Maybe the same applies for oil of Olay.
Back in my day, the skincare was easier.
Yeah, you rub rocks on your face and you got on with it.
That's not far off what these things are.
You are Elf from Home and Away.
Flaming Elf.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, some of these are worse than rocks to the face.
Okay.
So it starts off pretty easily. There's rubber beauty masks. So back before they had like proper face masks with all the crap in it.
Yes.
All the juices. Put on,
they would look almost identical, but they would be strapped to the middle of your head and they were just made entirely of rubber. There was nothing else on there. They were just like a rubber sling for your face that you would wear for hours on end.
What did they think that would do?
I don't know.
Keep you up.
It kind of made you look really scary.
Yeah, for
and
while
the
you're
idea was
it
was beating gravity because it was like a face bra.
Face bra. Oh,
I see.
I like that.
It pulls you up.
Yeah.
It's like that's their version of Botox.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Before they were inserting, it was all external.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was also this device, right? So it was called a facial defect detector.
Oh, no.
And this is from 1932. So what you would do is it was a mask, again, that you would wear on your heads, but it contained a lot of little adjustments.
Did you say heads? Plural.
That was the problem. And an operator could make pinpoint facial defects, right? So it was like transparent, so you could find the facial defects. What they would do is then they would cut a hole out where the defect was, and you could apply makeup specifically to that spot. So your blemishes, your acne, all that kind of stuff, you would have this ready-made mask that you would strap to your head every morning, cover up the defects, and then go on with your day.
As opposed to putting a whole layer of foundation on your whole face, we were just putting it on the defects.
Just the problem areas.
Just putty the holes, you know?
Just putty the holes. Yeah. Why waste product?
That's so true.
On a flawless forehead when your chin's letting you down or whatever.
Yeah.
One thing on your cheek. That's genius.
Now, both of those, pretty tame compared to the last three.
Okay.
First of all, there's an American actress called Frances Starr. Now, this is a long, long time ago. She swore by somersaults before bedtime for her complexion. She would literally just do somersaults, and she said that the movement of blood allowed her to have a better complexion.
I have heard that's good for your head, you know,
good
for the
face.
To
be fair, remember in COVID, I don't know if you guys were up to date with all this sort of talk, but everyone's skin freaked out. And a lot of the
talk. Masks or just in general?
No, just in general. Right. And a lot of the research pointed to because we're not exercising as much, we're not getting blood flow happening, pumping through our body.
Yes.
It was affecting skin, i.e. the face. That was a recent study. So maybe she was bloody onto something.
Was there a drop-down result? Not enough somersaults?
Yeah.
No, I didn't read that far into somersaulting. It was more activity. But I guess Frances was onto something.
Yeah.
Blood flow affects complexion.
Yeah.
See, they kind of knew bits and pieces back then, but they didn't have all the evidence.
They didn't have all the tools.
Yeah,
exactly.
She also claimed it helped with indigestion. And
the
commenter here has said, pretty much any exercise ought to do the same thing.
Doesn't have to be tumble turns.
No, it has to be tumble turns.
All right, this is where it gets truly horrific. The Freckle Remover 1000.
Great.
Now, this was an actual machine. And if you look at a photo of this, it looks like some kind of torture device. They lock your head in with a metal bar across your forehead and it used CO2, so carbon dioxide, to remove freckles.
Oh.
It would do a little point and then a little tattoo machine would needle it and remove freckles with carbon dioxide being inserted under the skin to try and remove the freckles.
Did it work?
I don't know. There's no information on whether it worked or not.
That's
photos
horrific.
Are truly
That's
horrific.
That's gross, yeah.
Again, that one's not so bad compared to this one. Okay. So Joan Crawford, I think we all know her.
Yes, American yes. Actress. No wire hangers! That woman. You've seen that movie? She's... She was an actress back in the day, but right. apparently her home life was hectic, she was a very angry lady.
Right.
Yeah? Okay. Yes. Yeah. Very angry.
Wire hangers to her, you know.
She went into, apparently, the story goes, she went into her daughter's bedroom and somehow, how would a small child acquire coat hangers in general, but there were wire hangers in her room and she was only about fancy hangers, but she found wire hangers and she cracked the shit.
Wire hangers are annoying.
I hate wire hangers. It's like the four-year-old had gone to the dry cleaner and not switched out the wire hangers that they give you. Anyway, that's a story.
I'll tell you why she was so angry.
Why was she angry?
Because to get sparkling eyes back in the day, she used to apply boric acid to her eyeballs.
Ooh,
sorry, the word acid is, I'm not familiar specifically with boric acid, but I'm familiar with the word acid.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a sign the other day saying all our food is boric acid free. And I was just like, I was under the false impression that all my food was boric acid free.
I didn't know there was acid in
any
food.
Until I saw that sign.
Is this a question I need to be asking?
Yeah. What is boric acid?
What is boric acid?
I don't know what boric acid is, but it clearly is in quite a few foods. Now, the interesting thing is that boric acid is actually in a lot of eye drops these days to try and help, like the Visine Revives and stuff like that.
Yes.
But in very, very low amounts, she was applying boric acid straight to the eye using pads. And it is no longer recommended. No.
I think she might have also been a fan, Joan, of dunking her face in a basin full of ice and iced water.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I hear that's good for you, though.
And apparently, people still do that. Yeah. Bella Hadid is a fan of this. Yeah. And it just, you know...
It's like an ice bath.
Tightens everything up. Yeah, just for the fussier.
It's like after every shower now, I turn it to complete cold. And have a 30-second or 20-second cold
really?
Blast.
And what's that meant to be good for?
Well, it wakes you up, for one. Apparently, if you do it before sleep.
Do you do that in the morning?
Show. Yeah, I do it in the morning and at night. The morning's a bit tough, but it's really good if you have like an afternoon shower or a nighttime shower. It makes you reset, I feel.
Really? Just a little tweak. You're supposed to do it for the last 2 minutes of your shower.
Well, 2 minutes?
That's a long time.
That's
for
a lymphatic long time.
I'm big on water, so, you know, like Hunter
he's
water
He's Hunter
stuff.
Water gun.
Yeah, well, then do it for your whole shower. Yeah. And just have a 2 minute shower.
He's a conservative Carl, or whatever name they gave the conservative one.
And if you run it over your solar plexus, that clump of nerves at the kind of middle of your chest, then that's supposed to be very good to settle you down before sleep as well.
Yeah, I've heard that. But also, I feel like it can wake you up before sleep.
I was about to say,
I'm so awake and alive.
I'm revived. Yeah.
Because I've tried it before sleep to go to sleep, and it wasn't necessarily the best.
It's like jumping in the ocean. It is refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not how I want to feel before night nights.
But I get sleepy after the beach.
You do get a bit sleepy after the beach.
Sleepy,
Okay. The salt from the sand.
Yeah. So anyway, they should stay in the archives, shouldn't they?
They should definitely
stay
in the
archives. Particularly that freckle thing.
I think he should try them. You may as well try them. They're from your era.
Exactly.
They are from your era. You grew up with them.
Yeah.
One of them from 1916, so right around that time when I was just a middle-aged man.
Some controversial advice floating around this morning, boys.
Oh.
Next time you're heading to a funeral, throw away the black suit and try a Hawaiian shirt. Next time you're heading out on a date, ditch the slimming black and try a mankini instead.
Mankinis, really?
Next, preferably in colour.
Okay.
Next time you're robbing a service station, get rid of the dark balaclava. Yep. Gilly, you just talked to us about the inconvenient convenience store in China.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you go to rob it, don't worry about your dark balaclava. Okay. Opt for a colourful ski mask instead.
Yeah, great.
Because according to our mates at Empower Yourself with colourpsychology.com.
Yes.
Too much black is causing depression and mood swings. So we need to be ditching all our black slimming attire and opting for dopamine dressing. We need to get colours back into our wardrobes, team, because all this black is making us sad.
Okay. I don't think I have a problem with that. If I was to rob a convenience store, it probably would be colourful.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never seen you in black.
I don't think I've seen you in black either.
You are a colourful gentleman. You have been dopamine dressing since the day you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only time I've worn black is to film something that we needed to be in black for.
Yes, it was specific.
I don't really have a black t-shirt either anymore.
Yep.
I don't really wear black. I wear colourful button-ups and colourful things.
You both have inadvertently been on this trend of dopamine dressing where it's meant to wearing colour stimulates dopamine in the mind. You know, it's a little treat for the eyes, a little feast for the senses.
Yeah.
Makes you feel happier because, according to our mates who have done this research, all this black, and they've really pointed the finger down at our mates in Melbourne, who are known for wearing their all black.
We're a bit depressed down there, aren't they?
ready. It's why baristas scream at you when they're yelling your name that your coffee's ready. And that's why smiling is illegal on the city's trams because they're all in black and they're all sad.
You know who wears black the most out of anyone that we all know is our boss, Jace.
Yesterday he wore a navy blue jumper and the office lost its mind because we've never seen Jace in
color. I don't know who it was. I introduced myself to him. Who is this?
I was a visiting executive or something.
I saw him on the other side of the building down a narrow hallway and then saw his hair and I had to yell at him. Hmm. What is that? A non-black jumper?
It's what, bizarre. Someone's been shopping?
Yeah. I've got him on the phone though. Grumpy Jace joins us now. Big boss dog, the black wearing boss. Good morning, sir.
Hello, team. What outrageous news this is. Like, I mean, it's good that I've been noticed in the office for once. If that's all it takes, a navy blue sweater. I mean, you're having a laugh.
Why are you so sad, Jace?
Yeah,
why
are you wearing black on a scale of 1 to depressed, how depressed are you?
Oh, I think probably an 8. No depression at all.
He deals with radio talent all day, you know? He can't not be.
Yeah, there are other factors at play with Jace.
Flash therapist.
What would it take? I mean, the research is clear. As I said, empower yourself with colourpsychology.com. All the stats are there, Jace. A dopamine dressing. Do we see it in your future?
Oh, look, I'm not really confident about that. I'll don a bit of colour for the shoes, that's for sure. Winter is really my time to shine, though, with the jumper situation.
Yeah.
Like a T-shirt, I mean, you're getting black, it's slimming, and I look great in it. That's what we're going with.
Do you want to borrow any of my clothes,
Yeah,
Jace?
Can we get Jason some of our gear one day, like a bright party button-up?
Oh, yes, I'd love to see him in that shirt Gilly has with that long sausage dog standing up with a little cane, and then, Ducko, one of your fun party shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
What say you, Jace?
I don't know about that. I saw you in that koala jumper, Gilly, yesterday.
It
that's a creep of the eye. Yeah.
you can tell why Jace wears black. You can just hear it in his tone.
You can hear it, yeah. He's in the wrong city. You would just slip right in if you moved to Melbourne, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
That's not my vibe, no, not at all. Just less decisions, guys. All black all day. I don't have to think about it.
Oh, it's a Steve Jobs theory. Don't have to think about it. Just the black turtleneck every day.
Because every time Jace walks through the office, it's... Here he comes. You know, we just want to cheer up the place, mate. You know, we want to bring vibe back
Whereas yesterday when he was wearing the blue, I mean, it was, you know, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair, Sandy Tom through the speakers, you know.
Sandy Tom, great get.
Yeah, well done from you.
Did you know that 25% of drivers don't know how to change the clock in their car?
Yeah, I believe that.
It's hard to change the clock.
Because you've got people like Jess driving.
There's two buttons.
One says H,
and one says M.
I'm gonna pull you up on the word button, all right? It's like you got to hold it down and then flick around with the other buttons. It's not just like you click it and then you go, hey, go back an hour or whatever with daylight savings. You got to hold down and flick and, God forbid, you're in 24-hour time. I get it.
And if you've got it on the computer, like the screen, the car, you've got to go into the actual clock.
Where the hell's the settings in that thing?
Yeah, it's settings under clock. Oh.
You know,
I don't know. It's hard to find that.
I do have a very lovely
speaking English, Ducko.
I do a very lovely partnership with Closters, and I do take my car in, being like, "Can you do this
seriously?"
And then I drive away.
I love getting when you get a new car, knowing what every button does. Because you want to know all the gadgets.
You want to come into I reckon I use radio, volume.
Do you know
and
how
maybe
well?
The air. I found the seat warmer.
You found this. That's probably one of the hardest ones to find. Yeah. Okay, well, interesting you should say that because 53% of drivers apparently don't know what all the buttons do on their thing. That's but me. 16% have had to listen to a radio station they don't like because they have no idea how to change it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that how down the hall is doing so well?
Oh, must be.
Their older audience just like, I don't know.
So much time spent listening there. They just stick and set and forget, you know? God, I'm sick of these oldies.
You know what? Slide into Ducko's DMs. If your radio's stuck, button guy, he can help you out. He'll teach you how to change the thing.
Now, 10% of drivers apparently are confused by, and I quote, all of the buttons.
Okay, it's not like a cockpit of a plane. Like, surely some of the buttons relatively, like it says vol.
It's a perfect analogy. I like to think of my car as a cockpit. Like,
With the little flick.
Like, I want to get in and press a bunch of buttons to start her up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just while you're chatting to your co-pilot.
Yeah. Like, check.
Now, 25% haven't been able to find the lever to open the bonnet. This can be difficult. Like,
some... couldn't tell you where that is.
Are you serious?
Well, why do I need to go in the bonnet, Ducko? Like, you know how long it took me to work out how to
open the boot?
The petrol flap. Because I lock my car. As soon as I get out of my car, at a petrol station, I lock because I'm scared of who sit in the back seat, those creepers. Yeah. My car, the car has to be unlocked for you to, it's like a push open. So for a while there, I'm going, how come it's not open? It's because my car was locked.
Right.
That's different for every car though,
Gilly.
That is
different. And some of them are even a small button inside the glove box open the bonnet.
Yeah, so what's that about?
It can be challenging. Yeah. 22% are guilty of putting on their windscreen wipers instead of trying to indicate. That's very hard in the European cars.
Yeah, that gets annoying.
If you do switch, maybe you're driving someone else's.
If you're driving Diddy's Audi, you know.
Yeah. One in five can't switch on cruise control. And a lot of people have left their lights on full beam because they don't know how to turn it off.
Oh, stop it. High beam, just... bring it in, you idiots.
Yeah. 16% have been left embarrassed, being unable to unlock the doors to let passengers in. I'll admit that in some cars, I've had that, where you just like, you press the button, it kind of locks and unlocks, there's no little thing on the door anymore.
You got to get it. You got to lean over and open the door for them from inside. Yeah.
15% haven't ever been able to work out how to put their rearview windscreen wipers on, regardless of how long they've had the car.
Oh, see, it's a little, for those out there, it's on your
it's on your wiper
side, but it's a little twisty knob at the end, and you turn it.
Is it?
Yes.
Hello, we might have one of the 15% here in our
mind. My issue is not turning it on. I've accidentally turned it on. I don't know how to turn it off.
You flick that knob again.
It's the opposite to turning it on.
But if I didn't consciously turn it on, how do I consciously turn it off? I've just bumped something.
Can we please do 13, 10, 60? Any of these stats, what don't you know how to do in a car?
Yeah, no embarrassment. I don't know how to do any of this stuff.
You're part of the 10%.
I'm part of the 10%. No, I told you I could put the seat warmer on. What was the stat about seat warmers? I can do that one.
Not everyone has one, you know.
My bum is toasty each morning.
1% of the population is lucky enough to have seat warmers is the stat there.
Just can't turn her car on, but can turn the seat warmer on.
Mate, the button start cars revolutionised my life.
It's so good, hey?
Found keys a bit fiddly sometimes, and then, you might trick stuff, you sputter it or whatever. The button, beautiful. What?
You know,
Gilly, I was turning it weird.
When you have a button start car and then you go into a old key school start. Key start, it's the worst.
I couldn't go backwards.
Oh, geez.
I couldn't go backwards.
I just want a clapper.
Hello, car. I'm ready to go now. And then it starts. Yes, Jessica. Right. Ready to go.
I'm ready to take you on
I'm
this
ready
journey.
To take you, yeah.
Okay, well, we've established Jess is in all of those.
Yep. So. Except the seat warmer one.
Yeah, good on. I wouldn't know where the seat warmer is.
Thank you.
Lynn in Mayfield has called through in Mayfield West. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lynn. Which stat resonates with you?
The seat warmers. And also, too, we hired the car down in Melbourne, and it's keyless, and we couldn't work out how to start the car.
Oh, yeah, because you're looking for the slot to stick it in.
That's right, lovey, yes.
Yeah, that's hard.
You and Lynch should catch up.
If no one teaches you that it's a button start and all you've done is key starts, they're just setting you up for failure.
I know that.
I've never had a rear view windscreen wiper.
Here's one for you.
How do I know to turn it off?
If there's a car behind you, you're driving at night, Lynn, you can play along too, and the headlights are too bright, how do you dim the car? How do you dim your mirror? Like, how do you make it so the headlights aren't so bright in your reflection?
You can't dim a mirror. It's a mirror.
Flick the toggle.
You flick the toggle behind the little rear view mirror. You want a little black toggle. You flick that. It goes up. Didn't you have to do these in your driver's license test?
Lynn, have you ever heard of a rear view mirror toggle dimming the lights?
We probably do, but we haven't found it yet.
It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko, and we were chatting about this briefly last week, the very, very exciting news. The Rugby World Cup coming down under, of course, the men's tournament in 2027, the next one they're having, and the women's happening in 2029, which we cannot wait for.
Seriously, I was talking to my husband about this because he's a big rugby union guy. Unfortunately, the back injury has taken him out of the playing arena. But we were talking about this over the week, and he goes, do you know how exciting this is for kids especially? Like, let's say you're 9 or 10 now.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of Olympics. You got a couple of Commonwealth Games, yep, and then the World Cup will be down under, and they could potentially be picked for the Wallabies or the Wallaroos. Yeah. Like,
it's so exciting.
It's really exciting for particularly, I think, young people in the sport. And speaking of young people in the sport, I mean, our next guest, she's only bloody 23, but she is making waves in this world. And I'm sure she is more excited than anyone about the news the World Cups are coming down under.
Oh, yeah.
It's Newey local absolute legend Lane Morgan joins us this morning. Hey, Lane.
Hey, how you going?
We're so good. Can you confirm or deny you're super pumped at this news the World Cup is coming to Australia?
Yeah, super pumped. I was with all my family the other day talking about the games that just went past, and they were so excited, and they were like, we can actually finally watch you at home at a World Cup. How good.
How good. Oh. We don't have to travel overseas or whatever.
And the crowds will all be going for you. Yeah. Everyone will be cheering for the Aussies. Surely that's special.
Oh, so special. It'll be awesome having your home country behind you.
Mentally, does it change your preparation at all? Are you, like, staying at your parents' house or worried about what they'll think about your game, or are you just professional about it all?
Oh, look, it's always hard. You've always got your biggest critics there in your family.
So nice way to refer to them.
But we'll probably be all staying together, so it'll give that little bit of separation, but it'll just be so good having everyone there.
What do you think, Lane? I always love speaking to professional female athletes. I think the tide is slowly turning and we are seeing a lot of work done in the space of making the sports, you know, equal. There's still a long way to go, don't get me wrong. But I guess for you as a young female player, how's the vibe for you seeing this equality and this journey? And I guess what steps do you think we still need to take?
Look, it's amazing what's been happening with female sport and the word getting out there. I think it's really good. I think the biggest thing is just that advertisement and media of women in the sport, making sure that every girl knows that they can do it and they can play themselves. And it's never a bad thing to play like a girl. Like, that's always had that bad kind of scene behind it, but it's actually the best thing ever to play like a girl. If you can do it, go for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. I watched an amazing speech. This woman named Abby Wambach, she's like a professional soccer star over in the States, huge name. And she's married to Glennon Doyle, she's the writer. But she did this speech about, they've just started this league over there and it's the team is owned by women. It's the first time the majority owners have been women. And she talked about a dad who had a little girl at the stadium, the first game or whatever. And the dad looked at Abby and said, thank you, because this is the only world my daughter will ever know where women can perform and be at the top in terms of playing, but also ownership. This is the only world my daughter will ever know. And it was this real moment for her being like, yeah, for all the trials and tribulations of current and past players, the path we pave is for the future generation.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, Lane. I'm sure even in your career, you've seen these leaps and bounds as well.
Yeah, definitely. We actually had some ex-players come into our last camp and talk to us about how they went through and their pathway that they paved for us. And it's just amazing, like, what women have gone through to do to be here. And it's still a work in progress, but gosh, the pathway is definitely there and we just all need to get on board and keep striving.
Mm. Yeah. And of course, Lane, you played for the Hunter Juniors and Merriweather. You're a local here from Macquarie Hills. Do you get to come back to Newey much? Because you're only playing for the Tars, I'd imagine, in Sydney. So do you get to come back here much?
Yeah, look, I'm living in Newcastle, so I actually work at ASN and manage two stores here.
Oh, nice.
University here. So I'm traveling back and forth all the time, so I get to spend plenty of time here and lap up all the beaches. So
So you're playing for the Waratahs, you're managing two stores, and you're doing uni, and you're traveling back and forth.
And she's 23.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's so in, but it's amazing.
It's incredible that you can even focus on the sport element.
Yeah. So when do you sleep? When do you eat? Do you go on Instagram?
Yeah. There's not much time for it, but look, I love the sport, and this is the reality of a female sports player. Like, we still have to tick all these boxes to keep making a living, keep a backup plan for our future as well once sport runs out. So, yeah, it's hard, it's tough, but you do it for the sport that you love.
Got to get the money up in women's sport. Absolutely.
And you make a really great point there, isn't it? Like, she's a professional athlete, and then we just had to list 15 other dot points of what fills her day. For as far as we've come, still a little bit way to go. With things like this, with the Rugby World Cup coming down under, you know, 2029, it'll be in Australia for the women, 2027 for the men. Yep. But it's going to be awesome. Let's get behind them.
Yeah, we'll have to get you back on, Lane, right before you go over to New Zealand as well for the World Cup and follow your journey over there.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. It's been awesome.
Lane Morgan, Newey local as well, plays for the Wallaroos, plays for the Women's Waratahs. Thanks so much for joining us and good luck with the prep.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Who's more famous? Tell me who's more famous. Doozy of a segment, this. A lot of fun. And we've got another one today. We're talking the Amys and who's more famous.
Who's more famous? Obviously, my mind goes to Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect.
Of course. Honourable mention to her. She didn't quite make the cut.
What about my doppelganger,
oh, yes,
Amy Santiago,
yes,
from Brooklyn 99.
Yeah, she didn't make the cut either.
I still get messages.
You do look like her a lot.
I do look like her a lot. Melissa Fumero, the actress.
Yes.
But Amy, the cat. No, not in the...
No, and
Amy Farrah Fowler from The Big Bang Theory.
No.
Amy Poehler.
Honourable mention, she just missed out. And Amy Adams also didn't get any votes online, just missed out.
Amy Adams doesn't make the cut.
No, they all missed out.
According to the Hit Family, she has got like 0.5% of the vote.
Oh, yeah. My God. We're
Amy Adams.
We're talking Amy Winehouse. Of course, massive. And we're also talking Amy Shark. Amy Shark. Amy Shark.
Famous Amy for that Shark song.
When did you make this?
Amy Shark. This morning. Can't you tell the time I put into that?
You've been in the studio the whole... I didn't even... Did you notice him
I
making
didn't notice him
like a thief in the night. Amy Schumer.
People always assume that I'm shallow because I'm really pretty.
So we're going those three Amys head to head.
Very good.
13, 10, 60. Get involved. Who do you think out of those Amys is the most famous Amy?
It's got to be Winehouse for me. Rest in peace.
Yes, died
it's
in 2011.
Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse, at only 27 years old, tragedy, gone too soon.
We still play Rehab. Yep. We still play a bit of her music, but I think she, for such a boring name, no offence to the Amys out there, Amy Winehouse made it cool.
Mm. Yeah.
She's awesome.
See, I think Amy Shark, just an Australian icon.
Amy Shark is good.
Who's just gone international. She's been on a lot of talk shows overseas. She has...
She worked with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I think she would have probably, I don't know the statistics here, Duck. I reckon she would have outstripped Amy Winehouse sales-wise in Australia.
Wow. Maybe.
Like, I can run you through the net worths.
Please.
Amy Winehouse, of course, we know she passed away in 2011. At one stage, she was worth 15 mil. She had 15 mil. But at the time of her death, 4.6 mil.
Yeah.
So I think
a tumultuous life.
A tumultuous life. Mm-hmm. Lived hard, died young. Amy Shark, 1.5 mil. Which I was kind of surprised about.
Really?
She's doing like, you know, not only her concerts, but she's doing festivals. She's out and about.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, Amy Shark was very hard to find intricate details on. She's a very private person.
Yes. So maybe that number is false.
I messaged her on Instagram directly because we know her. We've spoken to her a few times to come on for the Who's More Famous, but no reply, no love.
Oh, did she leave you on red?
Didn't even open it.
Oh, Shark. So, oh, you know what? She's too lost. Famous.
Ah, too famous.
Yeah. Yes, vote in my camp.
Amy.
Well, maybe she's liaising with Filipino Ducco, and she's just like, I can't.
That's what it could be.
Track of them all.
He's taking over. Amy Schumer, taking the cake there. 25 mil she's worth.
Yeah, okay. The movies, that'll do it.
And her parents are from money as well. I have a furniture company in New York. And apparently they were very well off before she even got established.
Schumer couches and chaise lounge.
Well, it would appear so. So Instagram, of course, Winehouse has passed away, but she's got plenty of fan accounts, one even with 490,000 followers.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, Amy Shark's got 200,000 followers. Which I thought was not as many for her.
So, no offense to Shark, but even a fan account has more followers.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
This is falling down. My initial vote might have to be changed here.
And Amy Schumer's got 11.7 million followers.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you feel about Schumer?
She's a bit for me.
Meh.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same with her.
I wonder if she's not that huge in Oz.
She's polarizing either way. You either love her or hate her.
Yeah, I didn't care for Trainwreck.
Well, Trainwreck. I'll get into that soon. But favorite foods. Amy Winehouse's favorite food: meatballs.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yep, love it.
Very good.
Amy Shark. She's an Aussie. Good Aussie from the Goldie. Loves a bit of pub grub. Amy,
I can see her smashing a schnitty.
Amy Schumer likes spaghetti and meatballs. So they both got meatballs in common.
There you go. Is that like a prerequisite to be called Amy? You got to like meatballs.
Your name's
a bit
boring.
If you dunked down with Amy Shark, she would also be partial to a meatball.
Yeah, probably.
Can we just 1 second? How crap are meatballs?
I love
meatballs.
Suck.
Oh, they meatballs suck, are great. Really? Oh, meatballs suck.
Put some tomato sauce over a dry little ball.
If they're dry, you're not cooking them right.
Yeah, that's a problem with the meatball.
Amy Winehouse's favourite artist. Okay, she likes a bit of Carole King so far. You're so
far. Oh, this is smooth.
Yeah, this is Amy Winehouse's doesn't jam.
Soulful. I wonder if this was a bit of, you know, inspo for her.
Yeah, that shoe fits
there. You feel it in the guts
there. You do. Amy Shark's favourite artist, Daniel Johns.
Just released Future Never. Yep. Very solid album.
She loves Silverchair. Big inspiration. Couldn't find Amy Schumer's favourite, but then I did discover that Amy Schumer does a lot of parody songs. Yeah, she does that on Comedy Central and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I couldn't find any of her actual favourite songs.
It's probably that one.
It's probably that one. It's probably herself.
We can safely assume.
Yeah. But 13, 10, 6, I'll give you some fun facts. We'll do it on the other side. But who's the most favourite, famous Amy? Is it Winehouse, Shark or Schumer? They're all sort of vanilla today. You know what I mean?
I like the middle tier.
We're talking middle tier Amy's. Give us a call. We got a family pass to the night's up for grabs. You decide after Maroon 5 on hit. Evie's in Raymond Terrace. Evie, who's the most famous Amy?
Morning, guys. I reckon it's Amy Shark.
Oh, what say you? Why?
I love her music.
Yeah, she does make good tunes.
Oh, but see, Evie, it's not about who has the better music. It's about who's more famous.
It's about who's more famous altogether. But the vote is in for Amy Shark.
The vote is in, absolutely. Bree's in Fletcher. Bree, who's the most famous Amy?
Hi there. Look, I do love Amy Schumer, but come on, everyone knows Amy Winehouse.
That's what it's about.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone who would hear the song Rehab knows how amazing she is, and I think she's very out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can sing along.
Yeah, okay. Natasha in Brankston on 13 10 60. Which Amy is it, Natasha?
Oh, Amy Shark all the way, guys.
Okay. Oh, why Natasha?
She's just relatable, so... People of all ages like her music. My 10-year-old, it's her birthday next week. And all she wants for her birthday is Amy Shark tickets, and that's what she's getting.
Okay.
Generations.
Yeah. All right.
Very good. Tash is in Raymond Terrace. Good morning, Tash.
Good morning, guys.
Most famous Amy, please.
I reckon Amy Winehouse. It's the big hair. Every girl looked like her back in 2010s.
Yeah, okay.
They were trying to mimic. Eyeliner.
Even Julia Fox kind of has the eyeliner.
Oh, yes. I wonder if that's where the inspo. Yeah.
Does that mean that we're
bloody tied? And Schumer got Schumer got none. Buckus.
Yeah. Maybe it was that grab I played for her.
Maybe it comes down to Taylor in Raymond Terrace. What are you clapping?
Oh, sorry. I went off all his. Taylor, who's the most famous... Amy.
I think it's definitely going to be Amy Winehouse.
Hey, there we go.
She's iconic, hey,
that's
Taylor?
That's my favourite song of hers, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there you go. It fits.
There you go.
Winehouse takes it out, guys.
Well done. Also produced with Mark Ronson.
Yep.
Originally a Zooton song. Very good track.
What an excellent partnership from those two.
Isn't it?
Great tracks.
Yeah. And Amy Schumer got nothing, so.
She got nothing. Not big here.
Not big here. Not as big as the Sharkinator.
Nah.
And if Amy Shark sees my message on Instagram and replies to me, I'll let you know.
Thanks, mate.
Please do.
Just yesterday, I had a moment where, you know, you hear something and then you want to correct somebody, but it's too late. It's too late to be able to do it.
Yep, the moment's passed.
Because you're going to embarrass somebody for doing it and, like, the moment's just passed. Well, it happened of all places at Red Cross Lifeblood yesterday. We went to give blood. Very important at the moment, by the way. If you're half thinking about it and you have some time, it really doesn't take that long.
No.
There's one blood donation needed every 18 seconds in the world. Search Give Blood and book your donation with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood today.
And every donation can save 3 lives as well.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's actually really awesome. I've given blood once before.
Yes.
And you get a text message and it's usually quite startling. Like, could be the next day, could be within the week. Your blood is already being used to help save someone's life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there is that sort of, not accountability, but that a connection to your fellow human being where you know, oh, wow, that's actually gone a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they are short right now. We went to the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood yesterday and they were saying that they are short. They've got a shortage.
Yep.
So if you can go and do a good deed, it'll take you like 15, 20 minutes. Go on there,
totally.
Get it done.
It was really heartwarming to see. There was quite a few people in there when we went in there. But absolutely. For, you know, it takes, however long it takes, they need more though.
They do.
What I mean?
They've got cookies. They got popcorn. They got chips. They got milkshakes.
They got pies.
It was cheese and crackers.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Oh, the lovely man, Mark. I think he might be the manager there.
Yes.
Offered to make us milkshakes.
Yeah, he wanted to make us milkshakes.
I personally don't like milkshakes, but I was like, God, that's lovely. Thank you.
I was like, Jess, love a milkshake.
I don't, you know I don't like milk. that has to reject Sweet Mark.
Yes, and it's wonderful. And if you're normally a plasma giver, I normally do plasma, but they do need whole blood at the moment. So if you can book in for that, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great moment yesterday. So, you know, you've got to book sequential appointments. So I just happened to go first out of the three of us. So I was there just a touch
No,
early.
Mate, we're all meant to go at the exact same time. And you went first. You're like, I'm finished. And we weren't even there yet.
I took a wrong turn. So I led Duck on a goose chase. Yeah.
We're meant to film it all together, all in our little chairs. And Gilly's just done by the time we get
My appointment was at 10 o'clock and I rocked up at 10 o'clock.
No, 10:30. 10:30 is
my appointment was 10. Anyway.
He books up. He thought he was doing the long one. He thought he was doing the plasma long one. That's why. And then it all, anyway.
Anyway, so I was sitting in the chair, right? And you guys hadn't yet arrived. You're a couple of minutes away, and we just were conversing, and the very nice lady, I won't name her, she was wonderful, very good at her job, said, oh, I hear saw on the list that I think a couple of the radio people are coming in today. I'd brought this up. She didn't bring it up. She wasn't disclosing anything. And
you said I saw radio people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, oh, you know, Jess from the radio might be coming in and Ducker from the radio might be coming in. She's like, oh, is that why they changed the radio station?
Oh, they told us they listen to that all the time, those liars.
Yeah.
It was playing in the room.
Yeah, and we were talking about a certain topic and I said, don't mention this to Jess. You know, she won't be happy about that topic. And she goes, oh, okay, I'll be making sure I don't do that. And she goes, I'll also mention that I don't really listen to radio. I don't want to mention that to the radio people. I won't say that to them. And I was like, absolutely. And she goes, I hear the whole breakfast team is coming in. And by this stage, I was sitting there like,
You're one third of that.
Yep, I'm one third of that. And then it got even worse because she goes, anyway, you're all done. So, I mean, it's great that you can come in at this time at 10 a.m. in the morning. Do you work from home? And I was like, I've gone too far. I was like, no, I just work very early in the morning. And and she had no follow-up questions, which was wonderful.
Yep, good.
So I
just got the hell out of there. I wondered why Gilly legged it.
Yeah. Hooked it out of there with his blood.
Exactly.
Right. So you didn't tell her. You never said
I never told her.
Oh, that's funny.
But I don't know who she thought the third member was of the whole team coming in. Or why I work so early in the morning?
To be fair, we do make Gilly out to be some sort of 85-year-old grandpa.
Yeah.
So this whippersnapper comes in with his fit, athletic body. Yeah. She's going, this can't be him.
He's got too good a blood.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where's Nathan?
For a little PSA, I'm not the best with needles. I'm like, I'm always like, I'm fine with the vaccine. Like, just jab it in and get going. But something with extraction. So I feel you if this is maybe you and you're thinking, I don't like needles. I'm too squeamish. I don't want to do it.
Mm.
I am you, and I actually got it, but I still did it. And even I had the left arm go first, and it didn't quite work.
Yes.
So I had to go the second arm. Ducko, you were still there at this stage. You saw me. I still did it because I know how important this is. But obviously chucked it up on Instagram because I needed some external validation here.
Yeah.
Before that text message comes in about me actually saving lives.
Yeah.
And one lovely hit listener messaged me back. She goes, serious question, babe. Are you okay? No shade, but even with your mask on, you look sweaty and pale.
You were stressing.
Just from a fellow weakling, I'm just concerned. And I was like, yeah, look, they just tried the first arm and they didn't quite work. So I was a little bit like, oh, okay. But it was fine. They did the second one. No problem.
Yeah, you were all good.
She's like, yeah, I was just watching your stories being like, this bitch is going to drip for sure. Much concerned. No, I'm glad you're okay. I was like, yeah, no, I'm fine. Thank you.
This bitch is going to drip.
You know how it is, man. This bitch going drip, yo. You be giving blood. This bitch ain't drip.
So thank you for the support from the Hit family.
Yes.
I'm taking it as support, Nick.
Well, I had quite the pleasant experience on
you
my
really,
end.
You were in and out.
I was in and out. Oh, goddamn. They're like, this is the healthiest blood we've ever seen. Everyone, come look at this guy's blood bag. You know, I got photos with it. Like,
I told you that one time I did
this
get
is glowing.
I told you that one time I got a blood test and I'd eaten butter just before. Yeah. They're like, we can see a bit of fat in your blood.
Just because,
you'd eaten just butter just before.
Spoons.
No, you'd eaten two pasta meals a day for 30 years.
That just is your blood. No wonder it didn't come out in the bag yesterday. It's too thick. It's like, oh, I can't get out. It's like... 106.9 10K Alpha Bucks. Yes, you might be driving along for the first time this morning listening and going, wait, what's 8 o'clock? Well, this is the new normal. We play $10,000 Alpha Bucks at 7 and 8 a.m. every day. You know how to play. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice. And if you're unsure of the question, say pass. We come back if there's time. Stepping up today from Aberglasson, we've got Daniel. Good morning, mate.
G'day, bud. How you going?
Good, Daniel. Now, we've heard that normally you can't do it at 8 o'clock, but 7 works perfectly for you.
Yep, I'm a night shift worker, so I'm just about nearly home from 12 hours of night shift, so.
So by 8 o'clock, you would have you'd be sound asleep, Dan.
I'll be dead to the world.
All
hopefully
right.
The missus gets the kids organised for school, and yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully, I mean, after 12 hours on the clock, Daniel, how are you feeling mentally?
Yeah.
Are you firing still? I would be cactus.
I'm pretty tired, but I'll give it a go.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we've got a real easy letter for you, bro.
What have we got?
Ooh, it's V. V for victory.
V for
vagina.
That's also.
All right.
I didn't say it.
Daniel?
Yes.
Have we lost Daniel? No, he's still there.
He's
Daniel.
Awake. All right. He's just going through the Vs.
He's going through the
mental
Vs.
Mental file.
That's right. The Rolodex of Vs. Let's get him 10 grand so he can buy his family a pool, shall we? Daniel, your time will start after the first question. Here we go. Starting with the letter V. Okay. We need you to name a girl's name.
Virginia.
A music artist.
Pass.
A colour.
Violet.
A planet.
Venus.
A zodiac sign.
Pass.
A country.
Venus.
A five-letter word.
Pazes.
A celebrity.
Pass.
Ah.
Oh, Dan, it stopped.
Ah.
It's over.
No.
Out of time. Danny boy, but
that's too hard.
Yeah, look, V sucks.
Is tough.
That's stupid.
In your defense, after 12 hours, V's very hard. You got four, and you've also got a double pass to the Newcastle Comedy Festival Gala this Friday, May at Civic, 20th of May, at the Civic Theatre. This is going to be very fun.
Yes.
Reece Nicholson, local boy, going to be there. To take you through a music artist, Vance Joy, Van Morrison.
Sorry, that's Gilly's favorite artist, Vance Joy.
Yeah.
Lovely guy.
Lovely guy.
Yeah. Music. So. Zodiac sign, Virgo. Country, Vietnam, Vanuatu. And a celebrity, Vanessa Hudgens, Victoria Beckham.
Oh.
Tough luck, Daniel.
And I missed that one.
How did you miss that one?
No.
Just ran out of time, but.
Yeah. Unlucky, mate.
Sweet dreams, Daniel.
Sweet dreams, big guy.
Buonanotte.
Rest easy. Rest easy, Dan.
Thank you.
Salamat malam.
Indonesian?
Yeah.
Very good.
That's very good. Jeez.
Come on, in French.
Good night.
Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit.
Nacht.
Whatever. The good news for you, Dan, though, is we do play again at 7 and 8 a.m. every day. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Mum of two, Ebony Jane, is being applauded by parents on the internet for sharing a hack that she says has made making her kids brush their tooth pegs of an evening so much simpler.
I'm so into this.
Now, you might not like where this goes, Gilly. I know you're not anti-tech, but some parents are, so maybe it's not for everyone. But brushing your teeth made all the more easier thanks to technology.
There's an app for that.
She says, I just bought the Colgate Magic Toothbrush Kit. You just buy it from Woolies or something, yeah? It's like $9.
Magic.
It comes with a normal toothbrush as a handheld, but it also has this connector thing that plugs into basically an app, and it turns brushing your teeth into a video game.
Ah.
So whilst the kids are brushing, they're meeting like colourful characters, they're wearing digital hats, they can take some pics, and this kit and this app connected to mum or dad's phone teaches them about the importance of it, but then they can collect points and do all these things.
Right.
That makes it an adventure. And Ebony Jane is saying, my son woke up early on his own, grabbed my phone, and I found him in the bathroom brushing his teeth without any hassle. The kid's six.
Yeah. I was quite excited about this hack. I can get my kids to do literally anything at the promise of television.
Oh, okay.
This is just them watching television. This
yeah.
is very disappointing.
But
Ebony.
They're also brushing their teeth.
Yeah,
see,
great.
Oh,
I could get
fun.
Them to brush their teeth if I just told them they could watch television.
Oh, you
want to?
Yeah, okay.
No, but
that's
like they've got
useful.
To earn points
they've
and do
got
it properly.
And that's the thing, because I can imagine you can maybe twist their arm enough to brush their teeth. They'll do it for, 15 seconds? They're doing it for the whole 2 minutes recommended.
That's cool.
Surely that's a trade-off you're willing to make,
Gilly.
I was
a really bad teeth brushing kid. Like, my parents would have to hold my head back and hold my mouth open to get it in there.
So dad's moving the toothbrush and mum's moving the head.
Yes, I would hate it. So I would scream and cry, apparently. Absolutely hate it. If I had this, the competitive itch would have come through.
Look, I get that. I do. And no judgment whatsoever. I mean this for anybody that has to use screens for anything like that. But everything is a fight. Like, everything. To get them to eat their favourite meal is a fight. at
just
dinner
to
time. To eat their favourite meal. Like, you'll go, what do you want for dinner? And they'll say, I want creamy chicken pasta. You'll cook it for them, and then they'll whinge that it's dinner time. And then they'll be like, can I watch TV if I eat my dinner?
Oh.
Trying to get them into the bath. Absolute fight. Trying to get them into their clothes. Fight. If I'm just using an app to do everything that I need them to do.
It's easy.
They're just going to be on a screen all day, every day.
It's easier.
They're going to be on screens eventually.
Are you the mum? Are you the one mum that didn't like it? She said, I'm feeling a bit mixed about this one. Sure, it's great to encourage kids to deal with their personal hygiene, but video games, really? Does everything have to come back to phones and apps and games? Yeah. It says one mum wrote this. Should it be one dad named N. Gill?
It's my pseudonym.
That's just it, one mum.
So what kind of games do they actually play when they do it? Like,
is it like Doom 2?
No, it's a toothbrushing game.
Oh, okay.
And it shows, like, the characters brushing teeth and doing it all well and, you know, they learn.
I want this.
Digital hat stucco. I reckon that sounds fun.
This would be heaps.
Brushing your teeth is so boring.
It is. It's monotonous.
Like, I've had partners and friends in the past yell at me because I walk around the house brushing my teeth because I get so bored.
Oh, I love a walk around the house.
Same, but then maybe you're dripping or whatever. I would stay put in the bathroom, brush for my full two, if I could wear a digital hat.
I just got the unicorn hat.
Yeah!
I brushed 50 days in a row.
Yes!
I win the prize! We want to know on 13 10 60. What did you do in your undies?
What did you do in your undies?
What did you do in your undies?
Why do you want to know that, Ducko?
Because Julia Fox.
I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Gems.
Right. Of course, from the 2011 movie Screenshot.
What was that sentence?
The 2020
right.
PVT chat.
Julia Fox, you might remember her from... The only reason I know her, Gilly, I don't know anything she's done. Apparently she's some sort of model and someone.
She's an Italian-American actress.
She dated Kanye briefly this year.
Yes,
she dated him for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who cares that she dated Kanye? She has a back catalogue of brilliant films.
Brilliant films.
She also is very iconic for her eye makeup.
Oh, like a winged.
She has the sweeping winged eye shadow eyeliner situation.
Her.
But Julia Fox is, I think, known to the internet because, she was in Uncut Gems, that movie with Adam Sandler.
Yep.
And when she did an interview about it, this became a meme.
Uncut Gems.
Right. The way she said Uncut Gems.
Yeah, can't speak. But anyway, she stepped out to a grocery store in LA in nothing but her underwear.
The image is on Nick Jestucco on the story.
Also
on a post, actually.
She had a black cotton bra and underwear from an upcoming Alexander Wang collection. Of course, I can't wait for that collection to drop.
My God, those panties would be like $600.
Would they really?
Alexander Wang ain't cheap.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the fact she's not wearing clothes over them tells you how expensive they are because she obviously wants the world to see, you know? You're not spending that much money on underwear and then hiding it under clothes.
That's true. You're picking up your dinosaur chicken nuggets in $600 underpants.
I reckon Julia Fox likes a bit of dino nugs.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't put it past her.
What do you reckon, sauce? Barbecue? Plum.
Ooh.
Sweet chili.
Sweet chili.
Oh, she'd do something weird.
Yeah.
She'd like mix in plum and sweet chili and then put it on top of a moving object and dip it in that.
But she wore her high denim boots, a blazer, and she had a bag and a trolley and went grocery shopping in her undies. Her bra and undies went actually out grocery shopping. I mean, I feel like if a guy did this, he'd be put on a watch list. There was paparazzi around to snap her calling unique look.
Can guys even get $600 undies?
I don't think that's available to us.
Like, the most expensive, sometimes I splurge and get Angus the Calvin Kleins if he's been good.
How much
you know,
are they?
For a birthday. Yeah. I think they're like 40.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
If I came
it's
into some money and I was like, I want the finest underwear available to me. How
Egyptian
much can I...
cotton 500 thread count undies.
Please.
Yeah, 40 bucks.
How much can I spend?
40 42 at a stretch.
Ugh. Yeah. It's captioned, when it's laundry day, but you have to run errands.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Remember, you wore your budgie smugglers into work the other day under your clothes.
Yep.
And we didn't get to the bottom of if they were just lying around or you hadn't done a wash.
They were just lying around.
They were just lying around.
Morgan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, we all catch ourselves out sometimes. You got to make do.
Yeah.
She's saying when you haven't done the laundry, you got to go out in your knickers.
Yeah. Now, I've actually walked around in a shopping centre in just a G-string in the middle of a Hobart winter.
You're going to have to explain yourself there, Gilly.
2013, I was part of the top 50 for Cleo Bachelor somehow. And
That's not something we bring up enough, Ducko.
And I got body paint. I body painted a suit onto me. So everyone, it looks like I'm wearing a suit. But to me, I was just wearing a G-string and walking around trying to spruik people to vote for me for the Cleo Bachelor.
Did they know you were just in a G-string? They couldn't even tell because
Well, you couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
Like, that's
on
the
close inspection, maybe.
Yeah, but the painting was so good and so textured and shading and all that kind of stuff.
So this guy has very tight pants on.
Extremely tight pants on.
They're not billowing out at the ankle.
And if you look closely, they're slightly hairy pants too.
So you've just walked around a shopping mall?
Yeah.
Mud to Mascara has got in touch on Nick Jess Ducco. She says, I went to the hospital in just my undies.
Oh, yes.
No bra after I had torn out my nipple piercing.
Oh.
I was more worried about getting my nip stitched back together than I was about putting pants on. And you know what? Mud to Mascara, I would have done the exact same thing.
Oh, that would have been painful.
Jacinda Lee on socials has said, always... I always like to just quickly dart to the mailbox in my knickers.
Oh, yes.
You don't need to put pants on to get to the post.
Nah. I often step outside of my undies and, you know, yeah.
Oh, please. That's a lot for you to put undies
true.
On.
That's true.
You go and send your mail in your undies. You don't just grab it.
Yeah. I mean, the only time I can really think of what I did in my undies, 301060, give us a call, is I once rode a horse in my undies.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to have to explain yourself there, Ducko.
Pony club camp, you know, I had to go to those for my
Sorry, Play the what? Song! Hello World! Play it! Play it!
Wait.
How dare you mention Pony Club?
Hello World.
Obviously, what
Ducko
a great...
Was in
where else do you go to get the ladies, baby? Pony Club
you,
camp!
You're in Pony Club
I'm
and you went on a
slay.
Camp. What is Pony Club camp and why were you on it?
My sisters.
How old are you?
I would have been... 11, 10. My,
my
sisters were
How's Lisa?
Big
How's
horse.
Carol?
They're so good. Stevie's good too. My sisters were big horse riders. My sister was like an Aussie champion horse rider.
Abby, Laura.
Laura, my younger one.
Really?
Abby, a bit useless. And so they'd make me go to pony club camp with them. Like my whole family had to go and they'd just do riding. I didn't actually ride a horse. But one time, you know, I was up late, got a bit of a dare from one of the girls. So in my undies, jumped on one of the horse patches. Gave it a little ride.
Shut
was it saddled up or were you going bareback?
Bareback.
Bareback
yeah.
In your undies at Saddle Club.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
But if that wasn't an episode of Saddle Club, I don't know what was.
And also, like, I was like, this will get me the girls. It didn't.
What?
The girl who dared you didn't fall madly in love with you?
Edwina, she was my first kiss, though.
Edwina. So. Oh, you got a smooch out of it.
Yeah, she was my first kiss. That was spin the bottle, but still, you know.
Not connected to the undies.
Pony Club was a real hell of a time in my life.
Does your mum know this story?
Don't think so.
Why are you not riding the ponies at Pony Club?
This is a bit
I can't get over.
I was probably there just chopping wood and getting things ready for dinner. You know?
Chopping wood with your tiny axe.
It's a hatchet. 13, 10, 60. What'd you do in your undies? We got tickets to the Knights game up for grabs if you want to call in and get involved.
This has been a very enlightening chat about you both.
Hasn't it?
Cleo Bachelor, Saddle Club.
Yeah.
This is...
I never thought I'd say this, but you sound cooler than me, Gillian. Maddie's in Anna Bay on 13, 10, 60. Maddie, what'd you do in your undies?
It wasn't me. It was my fiancé. We were 18 at the time and we were living in Japan. He decided that he really wanted a photo of him snowboarding down the mountain in his undies.
That's excellent. Classic Aussie right. gear, isn't
excellent.
It?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did he get it?
He did, and you could definitely tell we were Aussies. We were getting some weird moves.
Can
in
you
Japan
please,
as well.
Yeah, can you please send us that photo, Maddie?
I don't know if he'll forgive me if I do that.
Okay, still
perfect. Still send it
still
through.
Do it. I Nick Jess Ducko on Instagram.
I went to the Grand Canyon in America, and of course I took my pants down, lifted my shirt up to get a photo of my undies facing the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Why you do that?
Ducko, like, we're going to need that photo.
Yeah,
Nick Jess Ducko on Instagram.
Was it a good photo? Was it just like your feet or something?
No, it's my full backside.
Yeah?
I think it's on Instagram.
Oh, your butt's out.
Yeah. Oh, no. Maybe my butt's out. I'll have to check.
Knowing you, your butt's out.
Yeah. Gabby and Madawi. Gabby, good morning. What'd you do in your undies?
Morning, guys. So I was tending to my garden in my undies, just checking the garden patch. I forgot that the arborist was coming around that day. So next thing you know, he's seeing me there in my undies holding two cucumbers. It's like...
What's
pretty
going on here?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, you got to know who's coming to your house if you're just going to get around in your undies.
Absolutely. Bo and Raymond Terrace, what'd you do in your undies?
Me and the family were taking the kids along the Nobby's Beach, and there's a rock shelf out the back of the lighthouse there, mm-hmm. and a boat capsized. And three blokes were trapped out on the rocks, and... we were just walking along, stripped down the duds, swam in and grabbed one of them.
Jesus!
Oh, good on you.
You're a bloody hero. Wow, was everyone okay?
Yeah, there was three of them. There was an older gentleman stuck on the rocks. The emergency services grabbed him. A dude on a boogie board grabbed the young kid that got taken through the rocks, and I swam about 150, 200 metres out the back and grabbed the bloke that was just bobbing away.
Oh, well done,
I'd say in your undies is the appropriate attire for that.
I agree. I tell
you what, the water was... nice and brisk.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Can't imagine.
When I hopped out, I think I was a female.
Yeah.
That is a protective mechanism for the boys, isn't it? They go in. I've heard of that.
Yeah. The turtle head's gone into the shell, yeah.
Well, good on you, Bo.
Yeah, well
done. Oh, my God, that's amazing. And Daniel's in Blackalls Park. Wrap it up for us. Daniel, what you doing in your undies? Good morning.
Good morning, Arthur. I proposed to my beautiful wife.
Why were you in your undies?
Well, it was on New Year's Eve. Well, I was going to get my oldest daughter at the time to give her the ring on the jetty at Warner's Bay, but she didn't want to go out there, so she copped the next best thing, which is underwear.
I don't really see how those two things are linked. Why you had to be in your undies just because your daughter didn't want to get involved.
Not going to be involved. You have to cut this.
Did your wife appreciate it, Daniel?
She thought it was funny. It's one of those things you don't forget.
Absolute great story. If you had pants on, you wouldn't have been able to call the radio station. You know what I mean?
That's true.
The undies.
And often an engagement, something that slips your mind. Like it's not a memory that you retain. So it's good that you had something in there, an extra element that made it a memorable day.
Absolutely. And you know what? For that.
I need a sock drawer.
All that, we're given five. All those calls get family passes to tomorrow night's Knights versus Broncos game. But, Daniel, don't go to the Knights game tomorrow with your family in your undies, okay? Keep some clothes on.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Sounds upset about that.
You didn't sound confident.
You let the boss of me, Ducko. Hit 106.9,
10K Alpha Bucks. Yes, very exciting. If you've just joined us, we are playing at 7 and 8 a.m. for 10K every single day. It is the new normal now. You know how the game works. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. We have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice if you're unsure of the question. Just say pass. We come back if there's time. Stepping up today from Gilston Heights, we've got Casey and her daughter, I believe. Callie is in the car. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are we going today?
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Callie, do you normally play with Mum?
Yeah.
How do you go, Callie?
Good.
Yeah, Callie goes well. Callie sounds very confident.
She does. Wait, who's playing?
Oh, I believe Casey's playing, but Callie's Casey's helper. Is that right, Casey?
Yeah, Mum's going to play.
Yes. Mum's going to play. All right, how do you usually go, Case?
We go okay.
Okay. Maybe today's a good day.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not an okay day, it's a 10K day.
Well, it's an OK day, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That stands for 1,000.
No, the letter.
Oh, yeah, Casey, the letter's K.
Hey.
Hang on, do you spell Casey with a C or a K?
A K.
There you go. Man.
How do you spell Callie?
With a K.
Oh, gee. It's the K gals.
It's the K gals, double K. Alrighty, Casey, this is a good omen. I like this.
Okay.
Your time will start after the first question, girlfriend. The letter is K.
Okay, Callie, okay.
Okay, here we go. Starting with the letter K, we need you to name a boy's name.
K.
A movie.
Pass.
Something you wear.
Knitted sweater.
A marsupial.
Koala.
An island.
Pass.
An Aussie musician.
Pass.
A skincare brand.
Pass.
A Disney character.
Disney character, Callie. Koala.
An actress.
Kim Kardashian.
In the nick of time, I reckon you got the start of Kim Kardashian in there. You got four. Well done, team.
Oh, Callie.
Now, you've also got a double pass to gin blending class. Customise your own gin at Earp Gin Blending Classes. These things are great. To take you through the incorrect ones, a movie, Kill Bill, King Kong.
Kung Fu Panda, Callie.
Callie.
Oh, no.
Callie, you let your mum down.
I thought she might have seen it.
An island, kangaroo, Koh Samui, Komodo. Aussie musician Kylie Minogue, Keith Urban, two big ones. Skincare brand Kiehl's, Cora Organics, Disney character King Triton, Kronk. Unfortunately, Cruella, I think, is a C.
Yeah.
And I think that was it.
No worries.
Well done, ladies.
Well done. Thanks for coming on, Callie and Casey. We enjoyed having you.
Thanks.
Bye, Callie.
Oh, you can hear the disappointment in Callie's little voice.
Oh, no.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. We tried our best, Callie. That's the lesson.
It's all that matters.
It's all that matters.
We've grown from the experience.
Go, you know.
That's right. Isn't that your song?
Give it a go, you'll never know. Absolutely.
Hey, there you go.
Go to Quokkas, that's got 2 K's in it.
Thanks. Nick, Jess, and Duncan.